Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox State College.
It is time for a wildly wonderful Wednesday edition of Let's Talk right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. It's Jeff Byers, it's Scott Giese, and you know what? It could be you.
Wow.
Yes, you can join the big show today. All you need to do is give us a ring at 814-954-7266. 814-954-7266. We'll get you into the big show this morning.
Come on, folks. The water's warm. Jump in and join us. We know you're out there. All right, we know. How do we know it?
We see you.
Well,
we have the magical visionary radio now. We're not supposed to be talking about that, are we? Never mind. We're not supposed to be revealing that.
Okay.
Yes, thank you. Put that towel back over. Thank you. We appreciate that.
What are you drinking behind the wheel of that car? Okay, folks.
Be careful out there.
We're kidding, all right? But we do know, come on, we know you're out there because you and I mean, we encounter folks, hey, I love the show, or hey, I heard about this, and we have our streaming computer where I'm looking at it right now, and the numbers are ticking up already, so we know you're out there.
Uh-huh.
Why don't you pick up the phone at some point, maybe not right now, maybe later, and join the conversation. Scott here, I'm fighting a cold. I'm winning. It's a slow slug. I got to get better by Friday because you're not here.
That is Friday. A fact.
All right? You got to do that Penn State wrestling stuff out in Iowa. Okay? So I got to be good by Friday. So the less I talk today, maybe you folks are just all cheering already anyway.
Yeah, I see
what you're doing. All right? So yeah, take advantage of an opportunity because we have an open line program today. Look at that. The phone's ringing already. All right? We have an open line program today, a lot of different things to cover. I remember in the old days, every now and then we would get what we call a slow news day.
Slow.
You know, just nothing happening for a day, couple days, just nothing. Folks, those are long gone. I mean, there are no more slow news days. So anyway, all right, let's take a call.
All right, let's do it. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Good morning, Jeff. I have some news for about a mutual friend of ours that I imparted some info to you about 6 months ago. Can we do this off air?
Yes, we can do that.
It'll take less than a minute.
I got you.
All right, so hang on the phone. I will kill time because I'm really good at that, all right? Because actually we have a lot of things to go over anyway. Let's start with weather, all right? Yeah, another mild day for January, that's for certain. Might get a little rain today. Actually, in one respect, we might be a little lucky this morning. Checking weather radar, you know, all that sort of stuff. If you go east of us, like over toward the river, the Susquehanna, areas over there, I don't know if it's sleet. It might be freezing rain that they're getting over in that direction to our east this morning. Kind of missed us, avoided us, or I don't know, it's too warm or something like that. But if you go maybe, I don't know, an hour east of us, they're apparently getting some stuff this morning. So, all right, call us lucky maybe in that regard. Watch out tonight. Tonight into tomorrow. It's the return of winter. Come on, folks. It's mid-January. It's supposed to happen, right? Probably going to get not much, but a little bit of snow. Probably late tonight into tomorrow. So whatever plans you have for tomorrow, again, it could be a half an inch. But either way, I mean, it's going to kind of sweep in maybe, you know, like I said, late tonight, after midnight, into tomorrow. So be on the lookout for that. And, yes, it's the return of winter. All right, come on, that's almost inevitable. All right, how about some good news? All right. If you're a regular listener, I've mentioned this many times. On my drive to the studio, I pass these two convenience stores across the street from each other.
Well, that's convenient.
Yes, how about that? Double convenient, I guess. The price of gasoline is down to $3.25.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Well, hold on. It's down to $3.25 at one place. Now, I expect maybe by now, or at least by the time our show is over, the other place will do what they always do.
I'll bet you're right.
And drop their price to what the other guys are doing.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it must be, whoever the owner, manager, whatever you want to call it, it's probably, okay, every morning, maybe get your binoculars, go see what the other guy is charging, and make sure we're charging the same thing.
Yep.
$3.25, yay! Which is still 25 cents a gallon too much.
Well, at least.
I'm sorry. Well, for Pennsylvania, $3 a gallon would be decent.
Yeah.
Okay? And there are some places, now again, I mentioned yesterday, you'd have to drive to Milheim to find them, where gas is either $2.97 or $2.99. I'm not making this up. As far as I know, it's not a gas war. A gas war in Milheim. All right, that would be interesting. But there are some other places. Now, I haven't done it recently, but if I get down to Harrisburg, I know I would find some gas stations under $3 a gallon this morning. I know it.
Yeah, there are places in the dear old U.S. of A. that are under $2.50 a gallon.
Yeah.
Ugh.
How about that? Isn't that interesting? So have fun with your gasoline shopping. $3.25 State College. Why? I keep asking that question. Why? So much more expensive than everybody else. Whatever. All right, we've talked about the new food pyramid. Oh, boy. Okay. Got some interesting stuff. I'm going to save this for a little later in the show. Came across something on X Twitter yesterday that just made me think, like, yes, this person gets it. I'll save that for a little later on. Again, the food pyramid is upside down, which it's kind of upside down. The actual pyramid shape is upside down compared to what it used to be. Okay. Parts of it are not upside down. You know, fruits and vegetables and so on. Fresh fruits and vegetables. Okay, they're up near the top someplace. Yeah, meat is up there. Oh, my God. Oh, meat. Whole milk. Ah, that sort of stuff. I don't know. One thing that has always driven me crazy, because you're supposed to watch your diet and all that sort of thing. So if you're like me, all right, you're in the store, you get a package, you've got that little box on the side that tells you how many calories and, you know, how much iron is in this and how much salt and how much fat. Folks, if you read that stuff religiously, you really need to go to, like, Barnes & Noble and get a real book, okay? But one thing that's always driven me a little crazy with those things, what exactly is a serving? What is a serving?
No.
You ever wonder about that? You ever take a really good close look at some of these food packages or maybe beverages and so on?
Yeah.
Their definition of a serving, some of them, of course, are ridiculous. Like, you mean I'm only supposed to eat a third of this? And it's like, I could easily eat the whole thing. Well, no, a serving is only one-third of it. Ugh, that drives me just crazy. So they come out with this new food pyramid, and, it's big on protein, all right? Really big on protein. So I was doing some digging, like, okay, what am I supposed to be doing with protein now? All right. And it came out with some guidelines, all right? The average person is supposed to follow these guidelines. You should get, I'm going to round off a little bit, you should get 1.5 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight a day. Now, number one, I know some of you maybe are really into the metric system. I'm not. Okay, a gram, a kilogram. So I had to get out my device here, like, okay, how many pounds in a kilogram? You know, that sort of thing. So apparently, I weigh roughly about 100 kilograms. All right,
got that going.
Now, Mr. Wrestling, sometimes you do this, right? Because if it's, I don't know, international competition or something, it's not pounds, it's kilograms, right?
That is true.
All right. I mean, do you understand those numbers, or you just repeat them?
I mean, I know roughly the pounds. Obviously, the wrestlers themselves would be able to tell you pretty precisely,
because
they got to know.
Pounds, okay.
So, yep.
I mean, I had to look this up. All right, so I'm roughly, yeah, I could stand to lose a few pounds or kilograms.
Uh-huh.
I'm about 100 kilograms. So for me right now, for 100 kilograms, I'm supposed to have 150 grams of protein a day. Now, that sounds like a lot. 150, that's a lot, right? But then I've got to do, okay, grams, ounces, here we go. So I don't know if I'm going to get 150 grams of protein a day. It says now you're supposed to get 3 servings, all right, what's a serving? 3 servings of full-fat dairy a day. So now I've got to figure out, okay, how much is that? 3 servings of vegetables a day. Okay, what's 3 servings of vegetables? Is that a carrot? Is that a head of lettuce? Like, what is that? Do you know?
Here is the other thing, because I am seeing that there are some folks really worked up about the new guidelines and thinking this part or that part is bad. Here is the thing. There is, with that World Wide Web thing, there is all kinds of information out there.
Oh,
these
boy.
Are guidelines being recommended by the government. And if I don't trust the government, all right, then don't pay attention to the guidelines. Well, you what? Think that, man, that's too much protein. You don't need that much. Okay,
then don't
eat less protein. And that's way too much dairy. Okay, then you eat less dairy. Like, you get to do what you want to do. This is one organization's, one group's recommendations. Yeah, but it's the government. Okay. Yep, it is. And if you don't buy it and you think this is, I'm going to eat a lot more grains than I, okay. Cool. You do you. There's nothing preventing you from doing whatever you want to do with your diet. I think the overwhelming majority of us, regardless of the diet we eat, we have a pretty good sense, very generally, yeah, you know what? Probably more fruits and vegetables, good thing.
Yes.
Probably some lean meats anyway. Yep, good thing. Seems like getting some nuts in the diet, that would be a benefit. Having a balanced diet would probably. So, yeah, if you want to, man, I'm going to lessen this. Okay, cool. Go do it. I genuinely don't understand people getting worked up over this. Of all of the things, again, there is all kinds of information, all kinds of people with widely varying opinions on what you should or shouldn't do with your diet. You get to read and research as much as you want or as little as you want. And at the end of the day, you get to put in what you want to put in to your body. And you get to make the choices with your diet. This is the government recommendations. How many of us, for those that are getting worked up about it, are you worked up because you really, man, you were just following strictly the government guidelines all of these years, and now, my Lord!
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, that
come on.
That wasn't happening. Come on, give me a break. I agree with you. Yes. Now, what will be interesting here is SNAP benefits or food stamps. Now,
yeah.
You know, SNAP's been in the news recently. You know, is there fraud with SNAP? Are there people getting SNAP benefits that really shouldn't be getting them? Are there fraudsters out there? And there are. somehow ripping off the government, you know, through SNAP benefits and stuff like that. There have been a bunch of stories. You can look them up. For stores that that take SNAP, I'm guessing it'll take time to kind of work in. They're going to have to change what they can do, because now with these new government guidelines, if you have SNAP benefits, it's supposed to be you're only allowed to purchase certain things with those SNAP benefits. Well, the certain things are about to change. All right. It's going to be pushing a bit more on the meat side or on the fresh produce side. Now, that means that stores might need to stock more meat or more fresh produce. So they're going to have to kind of change the way sort of that they do things. Well, that's kind of major. A lot less for things like soda and candy. Because, again, these new guidelines are anti-sugar. Like, no, sugar, and we know this, it's not a good thing, anti-sugar. So if you're a SNAP person, you're going to get less soda and candy. We've mentioned school lunch menus are going to have to change. Also, apparently, I can't say I've ever been on a military base, but military bases follow those guidelines for the guys and gals, you know, when they go to lunch or dinner or whatever, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna guess that the military bases, they're going to be happy. I think those folks will be perfectly happy with the new menu.
I think that is right.
All right. Just a hunch. I'm very curious about school kids. Now, again, it's going to take some time to kind of change things, work things through, blah, blah, blah. It might not even be this school year. Might be more into next school year. I want to see when schools make the menu changes, how it goes over with the kids. Because I remember the last time this happened, like a dozen or so years ago, all those changes, it did not go over well with the kids. Because back then in my old job, I was working primarily with schools, and I heard lots of stories. I mean, at the end of each day, the cafeteria trash cans were full of food because the kids hated it. And they just threw it away. All right, so, you know, kind of watch out for that. Speaking of kids, all right, now, Mr. Ironhead, you've got a little guy. I came across this story, and it really made me think. Now, first off, this story has a little age on it. All right. This is pre-COVID. I've got to believe it's actually worse now, but I have no evidence of that. It's just a hunch. So this is a story from 2018, so like right before, kind of, if you will, COVID kicked in. NASA, all right, you know NASA, the space folks, they did a study, a very interesting study, which apparently must have started maybe around 2008. And so back then they found 1,600 kids. And these kids were 4 and 5 years old, so little ones. And they gave them some kind of a test or a project or something. 1,600 kids. They tested them in some way. And the results of that test were, again, this is little guys, 4 and 5 year olds. 98% of the kids scored at what they called a creative genius level. So in other words, they gave the kids some kind of a problem, and the kids, I guess, figured out what to do, or they figured out ways to solve the problem or handle the situation. That's amazing. 98% of 4 and 5 year olds were, quote, creative geniuses. In other words, those kids are pretty smart. Then 5 years later, they did the same thing. They found apparently the same 1,600 kids, same kids. Now they're 9 or 10 years old, so late elementary, middle school, all right? They gave them, again, some type of a test or a quiz or a project or a problem or something like that. Now, you remember what the 4- and 5-year-old number was? It was 98%. So when these kids now are 9 and 10 years old, they give them some challenging thing and tested them. Creative genius level, 30%. It went from 98 to 30. Same kids, 98 to 30 in a 5-year period. Now, 5 years later, they did it again. Same 1,600 kids. This time now they're 14, 15 years old. Now they're in high school. All right. Same deal. Some type of, maybe it was the exact same test. I don't know. They gave them some type of a test, quiz, problem, something to solve, blah, 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 and then scored them. The 14 and 15 year olds, the creative genius level was 12%. Now it went from 98% when they were little ones to 30% in middle school to 12% in high school. And of course the question is why? Now your little guy's kind of in the middle. He's in that middle group.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know. Now, again, you could define creative genius a number of different ways, but have you ever noticed, like, as he's growing up, I don't know, just a little less inventive, a little less creative, a little less, I don't know, what do you, because when I saw this story, I thought about you and your guy.
Yeah, he has been, I would say he is keeping pretty creatively engaged. He likes building stuff. He likes the arts. He's involved with a couple of different things, both through my wife's foundation and just, even through Cub Scouts and stuff where, I'm just trying to think through because I would say he's still pretty doggone creative. He likes telling stories. He likes writing his own stories. Cool. So,
okay.
I think we're staying pretty engaged on that.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Now, if this study is accurate from NASA, he's the anomaly.
Yeah.
How about that? Now, again, this is pre-COVID. All right. We all know what COVID did. NASA should do this study again. They should start it like right now. Get different kids, 1,600 kids, little ones, then 5 years from now, from 10 years from now. I mean, this could be a study that they just kind of repeat every 10 or 15 years. Because, again, 98% to 30% to 12%. Why is that? Now, we're going to take a break here in a moment. Our periodic caller who likes to dump on public schools, if he's listening, I expect we'll be getting a call from him shortly.
Would not be surprised.
Is that the problem? I mean, what's the problem? That should not be happening. 98 to 30 to 12 over the span of 10 years. What's going on? All right. That's a research study in itself. I didn't dig deep enough into this is a story, it was originally in Inc. magazine back in 2018. I just came across it a while back. Like, okay, why did this happen? Something to think about. Now, we got to take a break. We have our sports segment, lots of things there. Yeah, we talked about Mike Tomlin yesterday. Wasn't that interesting?
Huh.
Pretty good.
No figure.
Pretty good timing, huh? And then later on, we'll have some open line time, lots of things to share there. If you think you have a solution for the 98 to 30 to 12, you're like, this is why, we'd love to hear from you later on. All right, so hold that thought later on. That's a real mystery. And again, pre-COVID, post-COVID, I'm going to guess the numbers are even worse. Just a hunch. All right, let's take a break. You're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox. On a busy Wednesday, we will come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Thank you for listening to 98.7 The Fox. If you're a business and want to sell more business, why not advertise on 98.7 The Fox? Get a flood of commercials morning, noon, and night. Try us for just 1 month and watch the results come in for a cost better than anybody else in the region. Reach out today for more information. Go to our website, 987thefox.info. Use the Contact Us link so we can schedule a visit. That's 987thefox.info. Use the Contact Us link. Make 2026 a great year by partnering with 98.7 The Fox.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox in State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
It's Let's Talk on a Wednesday morning, right smack dab in the middle of that there week. Jeff and Scott with you. We will have some open phone time coming up. But right now we take a check of the sports scene. And, ended up being some pretty big news that broke yesterday afternoon. Before we get to that, let's check in on the dial-in locally here. Penn State football team picking up a commitment from wide receiver Damian Doctor as a preferred walk-on. The Doctor is in! The Doctor had 68 catches for 950 yards and 10 touchdowns in his high school career at Pottstown, Pennsylvania. Penn State wrestling team gearing up for Friday's Big Ten match at Iowa. The Nittany Lions remain number one in the Intermat rankings this week. Individually, Penn State now has still the four wrestlers ranked number one in Shane Van Ness at 149, Mitchell Messenbrink at 165, Levi Haynes at 174, and Josh Barr at 197. Luke Lilladol is second at 125, and P.J. Duke is now up to number three at 157. Marcus Blaze is up to number four at 133, with Rocco Welsh fourth at 184. Braden Davis makes his debut at number seven at 141 pounds, and Cole Mirasola is now up to 13th at heavyweight. The Nittany Lions and the Hawkeyes will square off at 7 o'clock Friday night. Iowa checking in at number 4 in the Intermat rankings this week. In a match heard here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox last night, Penns Valley wrestling team winning a back-and-forth affair over Belfont, 38-33. The pins were plentiful last night. Dual meet lasted less than an hour. Sawyer Fedorov, a key 10-4 decision over Andrew Gall at 152. That bout, pivotal in the outcome of the dual meet. Penns Valley improving to 10-0 on the season. Belfont falls to 8-2 on the season. A really good junior high match last night as well. Belfont winning that one 40-39. On senior night at the North Gym, the State College wrestling team rolling to a 56-7 victory over Williamsport last night. James Whitbread, Alexis Papazoglo, and Quillen Phillips all had pins for the Little Lions. Isaiah Vasquez, Mason Sanderson, Doc Raviglio, and Teague Sanderson all winning by technical fall. Luke Young, Cale Davis, and Noah Williams received forfeit victories. The Little Lions now 7-3 on the season. Bald Eagle area wrestling team giving up six pins in a 61-9 loss at Central Mountain last night. Caden Judice had a technical fall, and Tanner Ganeau picked up a major decision for Bald Eagle area. The Eagles falling to 6-5 in the season. The Wildcats, they are good. 8-0 now on the year. Bald Eagle area did win the junior high meet 59-24. Central Mountain won the girls match yesterday 42-21. Phillipsburg Osceola's wrestling team will be at Marion Center tonight. That'll be a 7 7 o'clock start. The Mounties are 13-3 on the season. St. Joseph's boys basketball team losing to Bishop McCourt last night by a final of 66-60. The Wolfpack now 8-6 on the season. A couple of results from Monday night in girls basketball. Penns Valley losing to Tyrone 76-64. PV now 8-4 on the season, and the St. Joseph's girls defeated Berlin Brothers Valley 84-79. Wolfpack improving to 11-2 on the season. Penn State field hockey now has a new head coach. Hannah Prince has been named the head coach. She had been the head coach at St. Joseph's for the past four seasons, guiding that program to four straight NCAA tournament appearances. The Hawks have played in the national title game in 2024. Prince is a 2014 UMass graduate and served as associate head coach at Louisville for two seasons before taking over the St. Joseph's program and guiding it to new heights. She took over in 2022. St. Joseph's had an overall record of 64 wins and 14 losses in her four seasons there. They pretty well dominated the A-10. Well, Lady Lion basketball team is at 14th-ranked Ohio State tonight. The Lady Lions are 7-10 on the season, 0-6 in conference play. The Buckeyes are 15-2 on the season, 5-1 in Big Ten games. Tip-off in Columbus is set for 6:30 this evening. Penn State looking to snap a six-game losing streak, while Ohio State rides a four-game win streak into the contest. Lady Lions are led by Gracie Merkel, who right now leads the nation in field goal percentage. She is making 74.6% of her shots from the floor. That's pretty good.
Very close to the basket.
Penn State women's volleyball player Kennedy Martin has been named a first-team academic All-American. The junior is one of two Big Ten players named to the first team. Martin is the first Penn State player to earn that first-team honor since Katie Slay in 2013. Martin, who transferred in from Florida, is now a two-time first-team academic All-American, and will look to become a three-timer next season. Penn State's Matt Underhill has been named the Big Ten Men's Gymnast of the Week. He won three event titles in the season-opening victory over Army. Underhill won the floor exercise, the still rings, and the vault. Penn State's Tessa Janicki has been named the AHA Women's Hockey Forward of the Week. Janicki had 4 points in the two-game series split at Mercyhurst. She finished with a goal and three assists on the weekend. The big news yesterday afternoon, after 19 seasons as the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Mike Tomlin is stepping down. The 53-year-old Tomlin had 2 years remaining on his contract, but informed the team yesterday afternoon that he would not be returning. The Steelers never had a losing season in his 19-year tenure, but the Steelers have now gone 9 years without a playoff victory. Tomlin says it has been an absolute honor to lead the team, and he thanked Steelers Nation. The Steelers lost to the Texans in the AFC playoffs Monday night 30-6. The Steelers are now looking for just their fourth head coach since 1969. That is my entire lifetime. In my life, I have known only three coaches with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And it is unusual that... And just interesting, I guess, that, my lifetime, it was like, well, the Steelers, you know stability there. Penn State football, you know stability there. And this year, I mean, good heavens. turnover with Penn State, turnover with the Steelers.
Oh, yeah.
What the heck's going on around here? So the Steelers are looking now for a new head coach, just their fourth since, again, 1969. Tomlin finishes with an overall record of 201 wins, 126 losses, and two ties. His 193 regular season victories, ninth most in NFL history. He led the franchise to its sixth Super Bowl championship back in 2008. Steelers also went to the Super Bowl under Tomlin in 2010, but lost to the Packers and some fellow by the name of Aaron Rodgers that season. The Tampa Bay Lightning just adding to the sports misery in Pennsylvania this week. Get out of here, Lightning. Lightning sweeping a pair of games from the Flyers, and then last night, now they needed a shootout to do it, so the Penguins do get a point, but Lightning beat the Penguins in the shootout 2-1. With the point, the Penguins do move into a tie with the Flyers for fourth in the Metropolitan Division, although the Flyers, you know, technically have fourth place and the Penguins in fifth. Evgeny Malkin, the good news is, did finally score a goal for Pittsburgh late in the third. The Penguins had gone over seven periods of scoreless hockey.
Ooh, yeah.
Good heavens.
Not good.
Malkin scored with just 2:16 remaining in the third to force overtime, and then ultimately Artur's Seeloff's won it for the Lightning in the shootout. Penguins, by the way, now 1-7 in shootouts this season.
Huh.
That's just weird. Flyers will be back in action tonight. Philadelphia will be in Buffalo to take on the Sabres. Face-off is at 7:30, and the 76ers return to action tonight as well. Philadelphia will host the Cleveland Cavaliers. Tip-off there is set for 7 o'clock. And again, Indiana football gearing up for the national championship game at Miami. That'll be on Monday night. The undefeated Hoosiers, the twice-beaten Hurricanes, playing for the national championship. We'll see. I have a really good feeling about Indiana, even though that game's in Miami.
I haven't checked this. By the way, the game's in Miami. Oh, nice.
Yep. It could be a year where both the national college football championship and the Super Bowl could have participants at home for the championship, which is
Super Bowls in, well, not quite San Francisco, but close enough.
Yeah.
And the 49ers, of course, are still playing. So,
although I
interesting,
I think that's
what's the spread on this Indiana?
8.5 was the last.
8.5.
Yeah, Hoosiers.
Wow.
When you whip up on Oregon the way they did, and you whip up on Alabama, and you beat Ohio State, like, yes, that the money is coming in on Indiana.
Big
but
time.
Yeah, last I saw anyway, I double checked that.
Wow.
But it was, as of yesterday, it was 8.5 points.
Amazing.
The Hoosiers favored over the Hurricanes, and again, that game is in Miami.
Dumb luck. How about that?
Although I do think it'll be interesting to see how most are anticipating the stands will be very heavily skewed toward Indiana, even though that game is in Miami, in the home city of the Hurricanes. I think it'll be 60-70% of that crowd is going to be Hoosier Nation.
Okay, now wait a minute. All right. Each school gets an allotment of tickets.
Yep.
Right? But it's not 100%. So there would be an Indiana allotment, there's a Miami allotment, and then there's open.
A lot of, yep.
You're thinking the opens are going to go to Indiana.
Scarfing them up.
Wow.
Left and right.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I watched their men's basketball team last night. They got killed by Michigan State, so maybe the Indiana fans are just really looking for something to root for.
Yes.
I was watching that game. It was on, what channel was it on? I can't remember. It was actually 53-all, and I'm like, all right, this is a competitive game.
Really good game.
And then Michigan State scored the next 19 points.
So it wasn't.
I mean, they had one heck of a string down the stretch. Like, whoa, holy moly. Yeah, I'm watching that. I'm busy last evening, and then I'm thinking, oh, yeah, the high school wrestling. So I tune in just after 8 o'clock, and Fox Sports is on.
Yep.
Here.
Yeah, I got a
here,
text. Aren't we doing the wrestling?
Yeah, we did it. It's like, first off, I thought, oh, please tell me we didn't have another technical problem or something.
We did not.
And so I contacted you, like, what happened to the wrestling? You're like, it's over.
Yeah, it was amazing. Todd even mentioned, he's like, I'm not sure the last time there was one forfeit in the entire night. The last time that we had a wrestling meet that went less than an hour without a bunch of forfeits. Again, one forfeit, but it was pins. I think Belfont got pins in the first two. And then Penns Valley got a couple of pins. It was amazing. It was one of those things, just kind of the way the matchups went. Like, it was a lot of the experienced veteran kids going against the younger on both sides. And it was like, oh, well, that one's over. Whoop, that one's over. Whoop, that one. And it was just like that. There was some good bouts in there as well, but it was a lot of, oh, there's a pin. Oh, there's another pin. Now, here we come the other way. There's a pin.
Were these first period pins something?
There were a good number of them. I want to say four.
Wow.
Four or five. It was an interesting.
Dang.
But a very entertaining duel meet.
Blinking.
I will say Penns Valley showed up strong last night. The fans I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh,
they had a very good showing. That at least the way it was coming across on the radio last night was 50-50. And it sounded like it was pretty close to that listening to the commentary from Todd and Jim Brown on the coverage last night. Since you mentioned it real quick, Big Ten hoops, yes, Michigan State beating Indiana last night, 81-60. Nebraska still undefeated.
Amazing.
They rolled to a 90-55 win over Oregon.
Oh, man.
I saw there was this kind of a funny thing with Bob Knight and Tom Osborne up and having talking things over, like, you're not going to believe this. And Indiana football played for the national title. Nebraska basketball undefeated. And, of course, Indiana basketball not having an awful season, but not where they were accustomed to being. Kind of same thing with Nebraska football. Just funny little cartoon I saw floating around yesterday. But Nebraska again beats Oregon 90-55, now 17-0 on the season are the Cornhuskers. Wisconsin beat Minnesota, a good one last night there, 78-75. The Badgers prevail, and then USC defeated Maryland 88-71. Of course, Penn State will be back in action tomorrow night. I'm telling you, they're getting their first conference win tomorrow night. I know they're banged up. I know it. I get it. Penn State I'm talking about. But I'm telling you, they're getting it. They're beating the Bruins tomorrow night. Penn State hockey, by the way, very banged up. But they're going to sweep Notre Dame, too. I'm feeling confident this week, Geezy.
Okay.
Feeling good about all of the sports teams. Although,
yeah,
going to be a tough one tonight for Lady Lions. Not going to lie there. I'm not forecasting the big upset there as much as I'd love to see it. Ohio State is rolling right now, and Lady Lions have some issues on in particular on the defensive side of the equation right now. They're struggling.
I mean, not to be trite,
yeah,
really. But the over-under for Ohio State points at 100, maybe? Over or under?
I would take
because
the
against
over.
They're consistently giving up about 100 points, which in a college basketball game, that's a lot of points. All right, for a team. Like, holy moly, there goes that again. So, by the way, if you didn't know, Bob Knight and Tom Osborne are in heaven. Okay, they weren't like watching the game last night or something. Yeah,
well, they were probably watching.
What kind of satellite service do you get up there, right? Holy moly. Some of us, by the way, still value the academic All-American. Way to go, Kmart. All right, nice job, Kmart, Kennedy Martin. Academic All-American still counts for something.
Yep.
Good for her. All right.
That's terrific.
That means she's kicking it in the classroom, so that's great. I don't know, I'm fascinated by girls wrestling, and it's just the numbers thing. Not every school has this. Bald Eagle Area does. Central Mountain does. Penns Valley, I know, doesn't. Does State College?
They do. I don't think they have.
They don't have enough
great
girls.
Numbers, but they. But yes, they do.
They don't have enough girls for like a full team or something. They probably have a handful of girls. Or,
yeah.
All right. I guess I'm just wondering. And this is still relatively new. Maybe in 2, 3 years, 4 years, that enough girls will decide I want to do this, so that more schools might actually have a whole team, like a full lineup. I'm just a little fascinated by that. We never had girls wrestling before. Now all of a sudden it's like, yeah, we'd like to wrestle too. Okay. It's going gangbusters at some schools, nothing at other schools. You know, what's the future of that? So watch out for that. And yes, if you were listening yesterday, we did mention Mike Tomlin, like, gee, I wonder what's going to happen to him. Surprise. Now let me see if I understand this right. All right. Mike Tomlin stepped aside yesterday. He was not fired. He's like, I think I'm done now as head coach of the Steelers. Okay. He has, what, 2 more years left on his contract, right, through 27, 26
Correct.
And 27. If he at some point would decide, you know what, I'd like to head coach somewhere else, because right now there's, what is it, 7, 8, 9 openings or whatever it is now, right now. All right. Now, maybe not right now. Maybe a year from now, because there's openings every year. You know, they fire coaches and blah, 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 blah. If Tomlin would decide, you know what, I'm going to interview for that job over there, and if they take me, oh, wait a minute, I'm still under contract to the Steelers could trade Tomlin to another team and get something in return. Do I have that right?
Theoretically, yes.
All right. I think Sean Payton did something like that, where he was traded to another team. Now, somebody brought that up in some story. I'm like, really? Because you never see that. You never see that.
And it sure sounds like Tomlin is looking at getting into the broadcasting route. And I think I think he would be a good studio host. Good and I were talking about it yesterday. I'm not so sure you want to. I don't know that he would want to be a color analyst, and I'm not sure that's the good fit. But as a studio host and doing player interviews and that sort of thing, that seems like a Mike Tomlin gig.
Are you sure?
To me,
is
yeah.
He's talkative enough.
Oh my gosh!
Yes. Okay.
Oh,
because I see like post game clips and stuff.
Oh,
like
yeah,
that.
You see his clips, and it's like, wow, that is funny stuff. Yeah, he's that studio host is where I think if he wants that's where his future with the sport lies.
Oh, okay,
high school basketball tonight here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. We will have the Penns Valley boys at home against Central tonight. The Rams are 8-4 on the season. The Dragons are 8-3. So should be a good one. Tip off is set for 7:30. Our coverage will begin like 7:15, 7:20. Not going to pin it down, but right in that neighborhood tonight with the Browns on the mic again. start listening around 7:15 if you're interested in catching some high school hoops tonight with the Rams and the Dragons. Rest of the broadcast schedule today after our program here wraps up at 10 o'clock. We'll have the Dan Patrick Show rolling your way from 10 to noon. Then I'm sure there'll be a lot more Mike Tomlin talk there. And Steelers, man, some of the names being thrown around. It is going to be interesting to see where the Steelers go for their next head coach. But noon to 2, it'll be Joe Lednoski and the Pennsylvania Sports Network. And then 2 to 3, Chris Buchanani. Boy, he has had some really good stuff on Penn State football and the comings and goings. And I think really good perspective on just kind of how this is settling out for the Nittany Lions. So that's from 2 to 3. And then 3 to 4, it is Jim Galati and the Keystone Sports Network, Keystone Kickoff Show. And then at 4 o'clock, again, right now we're still in Fox Sports, hoping to get Jed Donahue back in his normal slot sooner rather than later, but still working toward that. So Fox Sports from 4 till 7:15-ish, 7:15, 7:20, right in that neighborhood. We'll head to Spring Mills for tonight's matchup in boys basketball between Penns Valley and Central. And again, should be a good game. Pretty evenly matched teams, at least on paper. And looking forward to bringing that one to you tonight with the Browns.
You want a suggestion?
Sure.
Make it 7:20 tonight.
Well, we'll see. Okay. Yeah, it'll be right in that neighborhood.
And in the background, listen for the PA announcer.
Oh,
I understand he's pretty good.
I've heard very mixed.
Give me a break. You're full of things. We're taking a break.
We are taking a break.
I sense an insult coming up. All right. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Folks, we've got open line time the rest of the show. We are going to solve the immigration problem in the next hour.
About time somebody does.
Because it needs a solution.
I think we already have it, actually.
No, we actually don't.
Huh.
Now, you may disagree. Some of you will disagree with the solution. I can guarantee it.
All right.
So stay tuned. Let's talk here on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Hi, listen, if you're considering an assisted living facility for yourself or a loved one, it's important that you choose a highly rated facility. And Celebration Villa of Nittany Valley is one of those facilities. U.S. News & World Report 2025 ranked Celebration Villa of Nittany Valley as the best assisted living facility. Now that's a great accolade. Celebration Villa of Nittany Valley specializes in enhanced personal and memory care. Located in State College, from the moment you arrive, you'll find your or your family member's needs are met with the utmost attention and mindfulness. Nestled in a quiet, modern setting, Celebration Villa of Nittany Valley offers a warm and friendly community that's close enough to town to keep you or your family member connected, yet far enough away to provide that peaceful country feeling. For details, go to CelebrationVillaOfNittanyValley.com. That's one word, CelebrationVillaOfNittanyValley.com. Or call one of our friendly staff members for leasing and sales. Call 814-235-7675. Celebration Villa of Nittany Valley.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
Be a part of the best event of the winter, Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with sci-fi and fantasy fans from across the region. If you're a vendor of anything looking to reach this energized audience, open space is currently available. Go to happyvalleycomiccon.com, click on the Vendors tab for information. Reserve your space today and get ready for a weekend of action and profit. happyvalleycomiccon.com, click on the Vendors tab. Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center.
Join us for the Goon and Ironhead Show, Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Goon loves Philadelphia sports, I love Pittsburgh sports, we both love Penn State sports, and we both just like talking sports, and you never know where the discussion will take us. That's part of the fun. Join us for the good times, Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home, decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House, a delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania. The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College, so if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, and did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
It's Let's Talk here on a Wednesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. Phone line is open at 814-954-7266. 814-954-7266 gets you into the big show this morning.
All right, folks. Now, here's where you chime in. All right, you can chime in about what we're going to talk about here. You can chime in on something you want to talk about. The more you chime in, the less I have to cough.
There you go. Got that going for us.
Yeah, it's interesting. Was it Sunday? I just started feeling, and I had a really bad cold at the end of September. No, late September. In fact, I remember it was a Saturday because I was doing volleyball announcing at Rec Hall that Saturday. It wasn't Penn State. It was the two teams Penn State was playing that weekend, which were Kentucky and New Hampshire. Kentucky went to the Final Four this year, and they killed New Hampshire in that match. It was really fast. And it was a Penn State home football weekend, so, of course, whoop, everybody's across campus, and they had nobody to call this volleyball match. So they go to the bullpen. Scott, help! Okay, fine. And I had fun. But as I'm driving home, I'm starting to feel funny, like, oh, boy, you know, that sort of thing. By the next Sunday morning, I felt terrible. I felt absolutely horrible. It was a good old-fashioned cold. That's all it was. It wasn't COVID. It was a cold, which I had not had a cold in like 6 years. Pre-COVID was the last time I actually had a cold, and this one hit me hard. I don't know if you remember, Mr. Ironhead, for like 2 weeks, I'm like, I'm in here, and I'm coughing away, and I'm like, I can't help myself. Ugh. So, I've caught another cold, but I'm on top of this one. I caught an interesting video clip on social media with Rand Paul. Now, Rand Paul is the, let's call him the firebrand senator from Kentucky.
Yeah.
He's a Republican, but he doesn't always vote that way. He and John Fetterman are two, they're men of their own. I mean, they go their own way. All right, they just have, one's a Republican, one's a Democrat, but those two guys go their own way. All right. Now, Rand Paul, if you didn't know, he is or was a doctor, like a medical doctor.
Yep.
All right. And he's on the Joe Rogan podcast the other day, very popular podcast. And I don't know, they're talking about things, and I guess they got to talking about vaccines. You know, all the current dust-up about vaccines and the vaccine schedules and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And Rand Paul talks about, he mentions a brief story about a woman who was, I guess this was recently, I'm not sure when, she was 102 years old, this woman. Now, do the math. In other words, she was, you know, goes back to 102 years, okay? And apparently, she was, I guess, an infant during the Spanish flu epidemic of 1919, 1920. I think that's when that was. She was an infant during that time. Now, the Spanish flu, if you kind of know your history at all, the Spanish flu was horrible. I mean, it killed tens of millions of people. It was really bad. You know, obviously, back then, they didn't have the, you know, the medications and stuff that we have today. All right? They didn't have that sort of thing. They just had to kind of deal with it, live with it, and tens of millions of people died. This woman was an infant and somehow got Spanish flu. So did her mother. Now, her mother, according to Rand Paul, her mother died. But the infant, this woman, she survived. All right? She was just a little one, but she survived. Apparently, 100 years later, now this must have been post-COVID, all right? Now, I don't know if the woman's still alive or if this story might have a couple years' age on it. They apparently tested this woman's blood. This 102-year-old woman tested her blood and found that after a century, she still had antibodies in her blood to Spanish flu. Now, think about that for a moment. You know, we talk about immunity. All right, okay, immunity. You get a vaccine shot, boop, okay, and that's supposed to help build up your immunity to fight off stuff, all right, different, you know, things. And then I think the thinking is, well, immunity just wears off, and so you need to get another shot, and it wears off. You need to get another shot. Well, apparently for this woman, they tested her blood 100 years later. She still had antibodies in her blood to Spanish flu. So immunity maybe doesn't just fade away. It kind of stays there. Now, folks, this is Scott. I am not anti-vaccine, all right? Don't start throwing things at your radio. This whole thing about the vaccine schedule, it's pretty much, okay, it's not so much about the schedule, it's about mandates. In other words, the government telling you, you must do this or you should do this. Especially the you must do this part. All right, during COVID, what did we see? Some people said, wait a minute, these new vaccines, I don't know if I trust them. You know, because they're so new and all that sort of thing. And some people in the military, people in some other lines of work, literally lost their jobs because they refused to get a vaccine. Now, was that wrong? Yes, it was. Okay? That should have never happened. And I don't know if those folks are suing now. They're trying to get some recourse because that should have never happened. So this debate over vaccines is continuing. If you're a parent, well, anybody, but if you're a parent and you want to get your kids vaccines, fine, go ahead. Nothing's stopping you. All right, talk to your doctor, you know, make the arrangements, all that sort of thing. Great, go for it. It's just some of the mandates on vaccines. It's like, okay, do kids really need this many vaccines this many times? Maybe they don't. Now, you can argue that up, down, whatever you want to do. But the idea that immunity just fades away, you know, after a year or 2 years, maybe that's not quite accurate. And again, this lady, 100 years, she has antibodies from the Spanish flu still in her blood after 100 years. That's amazing. That clip from Rand Paul, I'm like, wow, I did not know that. I just like, really? Wow, that's something to think about. Interesting. Quick Steelers note. Are the Steelers going to follow the same template they followed before? All right, they're looking for a new coach. All right, Chuck Knoll. Actually, it's kind of interesting. Your entire lifetime has been Chuck Knoll, Bill Cowher, and Mike Tomlin.
Yeah.
And you're, no offense, not a youngster. Okay? That's an interesting way to describe it. That's kind of wild. But when Chuck Knoll eventually retired, they went out and found a young guy, Bill Cowher, to be the next coach. I can kind of remember, it's like, Cowher? Boy, he's awfully young. Well, he went, won a Super Bowl, had success. He steps aside. They go for Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin, am I correct? 34 years old, I think he was, when he was named head coach.
Yeah, young. Yeah.
And the same thing. Man, he's awfully young.
Yep.
Will the Steelers follow the same template, the Rooneys?
Good question.
And go with another young guy. Again, Kurt Cignetti. Kurt Cignetti's in his 60s.
Yep.
They're not going to go for Kurt Cignetti.
Worth the phone call. You're crazy.
You still think so?
Oh, yeah. You're crazy if you're not making the phone call.
Okay.
Again, he may say, listen, I just signed. I'm happy here at Indiana. No, but to not make that phone call, to me, would be a dereliction of duty on the part of the Steelers front office.
He just re-upped with Indiana.
He did,
indeed. As part of the James Franklin fracas. All right? He and a bunch of other guys.
Yep.
Again, all those coaches that re-up for more money with your colleges, you owe us. Okay? You should be sending, like, thank you checks to State College. You owe us. You know, big town-wide pizza party or something. I don't know, some such thing. Go for that. All right, tell you what, let's take a break right here so we roughly stay on our schedule. When we come back, we're going to have some common sense news. I know for some of you that's crazy, common sense news. And yes, we have the answer for immigration because we need to do something. And again, I guarantee some of you are going to hate this plan. Including maybe my friend here. We will see. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. I know you're all on the edge of your seats. All right, get ready. We will come right back.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Fox Sports.
Thank you for listening to 98.7 The Fox. If you're a business and want to sell more business, why not advertise on 98.7 The Fox? Get a flood of commercials morning, noon, and night. Try us for just 1 month and watch the results come in for a cost better than anybody else in the region. Reach out today for more information. Go to our website, 987thefox.info. Use the Contact Us link so we can schedule a visit. That's 987thefox.info. Use the Contact Us link. Make 2026 a great year by partnering with 98.7 The Fox.
Bigger and better than ever, it's the 2026 Happy Valley Comic Convention, February 28th and March 1st at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with special guest Tricia Helfer, the gorgeous Cylon from Battlestar Galactica, and Tracy Coco from Star Trek, along with actors from Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z, and other Japanese series. Collectibles, discussions, artist costume contest, and much more. Get your tickets starting now at $8 at HappyValleyComicCon.com. Kids 10 and under free on Sunday. HappyValleyComicCon.com, made possible by a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
WFXX, once again.
The Fox, your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Foxy Knowledge.
It's Let's Talk on this Wednesday edition. Jeff and Scott with you. The phone line is now open and available for your use at 814-954-7266. Happy Ratification Day.
Oh.
It was on this date that the American Revolution officially came to an end. Man, the United States was recognized.
Yay.
As a sovereign nation.
Yay for us.
And, you know, some of us in this country still recognize that it's a sovereign nation. Others, not so much. Let's head to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Go ahead.
Hey, I don't know if you guys got your somebody corrected you or not, but the basketball game is tonight, not tomorrow night.
Yeah, tonight.
Correct.
Tonight.
The Penns Valley Central game?
Is tonight.
Yep, that's tonight at 7:30.
Did we
and
say
we'll be on the air at about 7:15, 7:20.
Did we say tomorrow night?
Yeah, for the Penn State game.
Oh, no, no, no.
No, no, Penn State game is tomorrow night.
Okay.
Lady Lions are tonight. You might be confused. The Penn State women's game, they're at Ohio State. That is tonight. The men's game is tomorrow night against UCLA. That's at the Jordan Center.
Now, I just picked up, because I listened to you,
yeah,
I went and got my tickets, and pulled my tickets up, and it's for the 14th, which is tonight. You go look.
Okay, hold on. Now, you sure you got a men's game, that'd be tomorrow.
Maybe.
Hold on, don't go anywhere, caller. Maybe we muffed. Hold on.
I'm not going to. I have something else I wanted to say.
Uh-oh. Okay. Well, hold on. Give us a
Maybe
moment.
Maybe they are tonight. I might be mixed up. Oh, this is Wednesday. It is tonight.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Yeah. But the men's game is tonight. Yes, you are correct.
And the women's game is...
My mind is... I have the women... Yeah. You are correct. It is tonight. 8:30 tip-off. At the Bryce Jordans.
Okay, they both play tonight.
Yes,
men and
that
women.
Is correct.
Okay.
You are correct.
Thank you for the correction. Very good.
My gosh. Okay. Took us a while to get my head wrapped around where
all
we
right.
were at.
Whoops.
Yes.
I want to be like our beloved president. I'm always right. So, you know.
You are absolutely correct.
Maybe for this one.
I do have it written down. In fairness, in my story, I do have it written down as Wednesday night. And it's just in my mind Wednesday was tomorrow night, even though we keep saying it's Wednesday morning.
It's today, yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
right,
yes,
well,
yes. It is tonight. Penn State, UCLA at the Jordan Center tonight, 8:30 is the tip-off, and they are going to get... Their first Big Ten win of the season. Mark it down.
Okay. All right, caller, what else do you got?
I sure hope so. Well, yesterday I'm listening to you, and you guys were talking, and I have to say that I agree with you. The language that's being used, especially the word, the F word,
yeah.
Okay? Yesterday, and
yeah.
you said, and Scott, you made the comment.
Yeah.
When you use that, you have no more argument. Correct.
Correct. That is my opinion. When I see people, you know, throwing the F words out and other expletives, that tells me they really have nothing else left to argue with. So we're going to resort to swearing now. That's my opinion.
Yeah. Well, yesterday, our president. When he was at the Ford, and this all shows up and it's on video.
Oh yeah,
and the guy hollers at him, and you know what? That happens. That's just part of. I mean, if you're going to be in politics, that's just part of what goes on. Obviously, you know,
yep.
good, bad, or indifferent. And what his language and what he did there. If you want that to be part of what your kids are supposed to grow up and be like. Well, I'm sorry. Then I, then it's not right.
No, you're exactly right. I saw that same story last night or whatever. And, you know, it's interesting, on some conservative media, there was this heckler protester guy who was shouting at Trump. He was touring a Ford plant, you know, making vehicles and stuff like that. And, I don't know, some guy got in there, and he's going off and so on. And if you're not familiar, Trump apparently turns to this guy and uses an expletive and flips him the bird. And some right. conservatives are like, oh, that's wonderful. No, it's not.
It's not. Yeah,
okay.
It's just above and beyond anything else. It is just not presidential. You are in a role. It is the one thing that I'm with you. It just every time he does this stuff, it's like just knock it off. But yeah. He can't. I mean, I get it, I guess, as far as it goes, and it is, I mean, it's very much part of his persona, and it's just he reacts emotionally, viscerally. It's I have too much of that in me. I'm trying to fight it still. It's like I get the urge to react. It just sometimes you have to know the setting, and like I, you know, there are times where it's like, all right, I even if somebody says something, you know, ahead of time, I'm, you know, representing this group or that group, I'm gonna ignore it, or I'm just gonna smile, and he just isn't seemingly able to do that. But I'm with you. It's disgraceful to have that reaction in the position you're in. Now, do I think the person that was heckling was out of line and over the top? Yep. But regardless, again, be presidential when you're the president, especially right. when you're out in public.
Right. Well, anyhow, I just happened to be listening to yesterday, and I'm thinking, you know, dang it, you know, he turns around and does that, and unfortunately, the language and the way he attacks people all the time.
Yeah. For me, that's one reason why I am not a Donald Trump fan. Never have been.
Yeah.
All right? Just,
yeah.
I don't condone that kind of garbage. And, of course, like you said, it's part of his persona. And some of you eat it up. Oh, you love this. I don't.
Well, and I will say, I mean, on the other side of it, looking at it from his perspective, I mean, I do understand, as much as I can, and I can't really imagine living the life that he has and having the support and the enemies that he has. But we also have not had a president who has dealt with quite the personal barrage that Donald Trump has had heaped on him. There's been a lot of presidents dealing with a lot of crap from the opposition. We've not had, and he knows more than we do some of the details on the stuff that has just been absolutely made up. To go after him and to try to, again, ruin his life, ruin his family, prevent him from winning honest and fair elections. So, I mean, there was a part of me, I understand. Man, part of it is he is built with this toughness, and I'm not going to let anybody keep me down. But also, again, you're the president of the United States. Have some decorum about you. Don't go after people personally, would be my very strong preference.
Right. Well, you know what? I mean, I don't agree. I just want, and I don't care if it's a Republican or a Democrat who gets elected, I want people to be presidential, and I want our Congress people to stand up and say and do their job. Instead of curtailing to somebody who threatens everything they do. And that's what I don't think this is one-sided, by the way. I'm not going to go there either. But, you know, the leadership in our country has gotten to be so ridiculous. I mean, if the Republicans say it's the only way, the Democrats have to say, no, it's not.
Yeah.
Whatever happened when people sat down at the table, had a decent conversation and come to some agreement and then and put it out in play. But we don't do that at all in our political system anymore.
It's starting to break a little bit. Excuse me. It's starting to break a little bit. Like, for instance, when we finish the call, I've got a story about some Democrats breaking away from some thinking that they did a while back. Good. We've had stories recently of some Republicans trying to break away on some certain issues that they just feel strongly about. Good. All right? That's your job. All right?
Right. Yeah, and that's what they should be, do. So you guys got a lot to go on, and I'm going to go to the gym, and I can't listen to how you're going to solve the immigration problem, but good luck.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. You got a cell phone or a smartphone, right?
Huh?
You have a smartphone? Well, you can stream us in the gym.
I have a hard time doing that. I don't know why.
Here's all you got to do. Here's all you got to do. You open up the browser on your smartphone. Okay? This is not an app. We don't waste time with apps. All right? Put in 987thefox.info in the browser on your phone. Our website pops up. The button to stream us is like right at the top, near the top. You just push that little where it says, click here, and then an audio file starts playing, and you can listen to us while you're working out at the gym.
Oh, that'll really get me fired up. So.
There you go. Well, you're in the gym. You want to be fired up. That's a good thing. All right? We're helping you.
There you go.
All right. Good luck. Good luck at the gym.
Have a great day, guys.
Hey, appreciate the phone call. Thank you. And thanks for the correction. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Men's basketball tonight.
It is Wednesday night. Yeah. Oh, I'm a knucklehead.
There's a calendar like right over there.
Yep. If only I had been saying all morning that it's Wednesday morning. I don't know why I have it in my head that, Anyways, it is absolutely tonight, Penn State and UCLA at the BJC.
All right. There are some people in both directions breaking away. I mean, all I got to do is say John Fetterman. That's all I have to do, say John Fetterman. And I know some of you that are Democrats, you are just apoplectic about John Fetterman. Oh, my God, what a disaster. No, he's a guy who's thinking for himself. On the Republican side, I mentioned earlier, Rand Paul is always a guy who is thinking for himself. All right? He's just trying to reason and common sense some things, and occasionally from his side of the aisle, something comes down, and he's like, I can't agree with that. I just can't. Fetterman, of course, has done that a bunch of times. There was a vote in the House of Representatives yesterday. We should all be cheering this vote. All right? The vote was 226 to 197. What was this vote? The vote was to reverse regulations from the Biden administration about shower heads. Folks, do you remember this one from a few years ago? When Biden and friends were controlling everything, they rammed through, on partisan lines, this regulations about the water pressure of shower heads. You can't have too much water pressure with your shower. They tried to regulate, or they started to regulate, shower heads and how much water is allowed to come out of your shower head in your shower. Okay? And thankfully, one man's opinion, this came back up again yesterday. In this case, 11 Democrats crossed the aisle and voted with the Republicans to pass this rejection of this incredibly stupid law. All right? Now, it's interesting. This new version was called, you ready for this?
Yeah.
This is called the Saving Homeowners from Overregulation with Exceptional Rinsing Act. Now, if you check the letters, that's the shower Act. Isn't that cute? So they pay money for people to come up with this stuff. All right. The Shower Act. The Saving Homeowners from Overregulation with Exceptional Rinsing Act. Okay. That's very creatively named. But again, you had some government bureaucrats that wanted to designate how much water you're allowed to use with your shower. Now, I could maybe understand this in places like Arizona or I think Nevada, that they've had water issues, like freshwater issues in these places because they've had a lot of development and people are moving there and blah, blah, blah. They're building houses and they're having water problems, which is very serious. All right. But that is not national. All right, that's very located. So if Arizona wants to do something with that, okay. Nevada, okay. Interesting, California, I think we had this a day or two ago. For the first time in 25 years, California is no longer under a drought watch. Like the whole state. For in recent years, they've gotten a lot of rain, or I guess snowpack in the mountains that then melts and, you know, goes to wherever it goes. So California and water, they're doing okay. Great. That's wonderful. Arizona, Nevada, maybe there's another state there. I don't know. Colorado River, you know, some issues and so on. But not for the rest of us. And the Biden folks thought, yes, we need to. We must do this. Again, there's that word mandate. You've got people in official positions. We must force the people to do things. No, no, no. I should not be forced to get my dog a license. Harrisburg, if you're listening. All right. I should not be forced to get my dog a license. That is a dog tax. All right. I hate that. Oh, man, I despise that. All right, I mentioned earlier this a couple days ago, yeah, I finally got around to getting my dog a license because, oh my God, I get in trouble because I don't get my dog a license. He doesn't need a license. All right, he's a dog. What, are you going to start licensing my cats and a pony and a ferret and a, what's that thing called, axolotl something?
Axolotl, yep.
That thing, all right, whatever. And any other animal? Well, I guess we should license every animal, shouldn't we? They could get loose. Well, you better watch out for that. No, that's a mandate, and it's a stupid mandate. Now, we're going to take a break in a moment. We're going to solve the immigration problem. Folks, you're going to love this or hate it. If you want to call in later, no, the dog license is really important. I'd like for you to make your case. Okay? Please, make your case why it's so important. And please don't, well, if your dog gets loose and have a license, they can try. No, that's not the reason. Okay? That's not the reason. Plus the fact my dog has a microchip. Don't need a license. Anyway, that word mandate. And then this story about showerheads I saw yesterday. I'm like, are you kidding? First of all, good. They reversed it. Thank you very much. All right. Federal government, keep your hands off my showerhead. All right. What else do you want to deal with my shower? Okay, let's move on. This is getting bad. All right. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. You should be able to do in the shower what you want to do in the shower. We're not going any further than that. Let's take a break. We'll come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Thank you for listening to 98.7 The Fox. If you're a business and want to sell more business, why not advertise on 98.7 The Fox? Get a flood of commercials morning, noon, and night. Try us for just 1 month and watch the results come in for a cost better than anybody else in the region. Reach out today for more information. Go to our website, 987thefox.info. Use the Contact Us link so we can schedule a visit. That's 987thefox.info. Use the Contact Us link. Make 2026 a great year by partnering with 98.7 The Fox.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coolest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
Get up and get going with 98.7 The Fox.
It's Let's Talk on a Wednesday morning. Ironhead, get it together.
Wednesday.
Nittany Lion basketball tonight.
Tonight.
At the Bryce Jordan Center. It's Wednesday. That would mean Wednesday night would be tonight.
Yes. Thank you,
8:30, tip-off. Yes, thank you.
Actually, it went past right both of us.
Thanks for your patience, because it took me a while to get there. I'm like, oh, Penns Valley? No, that's tonight. I thought we said that. Lady Lions? No, we said that was tonight. Yep.
There's a lot of basketball tonight, folks.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, there is.
But
Nittany Lions and UCLA, first win tonight in the Big Ten. I'm telling you, I feel it coming. Although Mr. Mingo, I think, is still out for the Nittany Lions. But, man, they've figured some things out there. Mr. DeLeon has been looking terrific. So, love to see a great crowd there tonight. Again, 8:30 tip-off. That doesn't help for the out-of-town folks to try to come in and see it. So, folks in the area, get up there if you can.
Well, there are these people, they're called Penn State students.
Yes, indeed.
That live very close.
That is true.
All right. They need a crowd tonight, like a big crowd,
yeah,
which they have yet to get.
Let's get it.
And again, it's a little embarrassing. We've mentioned this a time or two. Especially like if you watch on TV, you see all the empty seats, like everywhere, you know, other Big Ten places around the country, people are watching maybe this game like, boy, nobody goes to a Penn State game? Surprise. Now, a Penn State wrestling match, boom, there they are. Okay. For basketball, they need a crowd tonight. They need a crowd. So if you're available, yeah, 8:30 is a late start. It is. But if you're available, go. Go to the game. Don't watch it on TV. Go to the game. Because, again, my buddy the Ironhead, his reputation's on the line. He says this is going to be their first conference win. All right, so we got to back this guy up.
That's exactly right.
All right. Excuse me.
You don't want to make this guy look foolish, do you?
No, don't do that, no.
Like I need any help from anybody else.
All right.
I got it covered.
Now, if you're a regular listener, you know we like to solve the country's problems. All right? And I think we've had a pretty good track record, actually, if certain people would just listen.
Uh-huh.
Like people in authority.
Uh-huh.
Blah, blah, blah. This whole situation in Minneapolis, I mean, out of control isn't a strong enough term.
No.
I mean, it's nuts. It is totally nuts. And it's nuts from both sides.
It is.
Okay? It's nuts from both sides.
Nobody is being completely honest, from what I can gather, and this is part of the problem, too, is what can we gather? What is actually out there? And to listen to one side tell it, it's all they are doing is gathering up the worst of the worst. They're getting the murderers and the rapists and leaving everybody else alone. And that there's well, that clearly is not the case. There are people that have testified. There are people that are going to their local politicians that are going to media outlets and say, well, no, I've been here. Like, I don't have any criminal record other than. And in some cases, it's not even the other than. Like, no, I'm here legally, and yet I still got rounded up. And so what is in dispute and what I think is very difficult to truly ascertain, and this is – I was trying to make this point the other day, and I don't know. But you can take a small sampling – and make it seem like, well, this is representative of everything that's going on. Just as a completely different example, right? You could take the worst team in football, and if you show, you could put together a highlight package of touchdown passes, sacks, big plays, and you can put a two-minute sample together, and it's like, wow! Man, was that team something? Like, there were great plays there. And it's like, well, yeah, I mean, every team over the course of 17 games are going to have some great plays. Well, yeah, but, man, I looked at that. I saw that this guy was throwing. Yep, and their record was 2-15 or whatever it was. So that's just an example to get away from the passion that is involved here. You can do the same thing, and this is what I was trying to make this point the other day. Are there undoubtedly ICE agents who are going too far and who are making bad decisions and maybe ultimately are bad people? Like they're just inherently wired badly. Yep. I strongly suspect with the numbers that are out there, yes. But to then turn around and that, well, therefore, we must get rid of ICE and not allow them to do their job. Again, we have no question. There have been bad police officers, and at the very least, officers who have made really bad decisions in particular moments. I don't think we should get rid of the police. And I think if you extrapolate it, again, if I could make it look, I could get headlines from around the country. I could do it just from around the state in Pennsylvania, where we have teachers who have shown up to the classroom drunk. We've had teachers who have exploited young people, physical abuse, sexual abuse. Well, again, if I put together, well, here's 10 articles that show that the teaching profession is out of control, I could do that. And again, in any profession, you can, well, there's headlines here that, you know, this person committed fraud, this person abused, this person, yes, doesn't mean we need to get rid of the profession. Now, should we have maybe additional checks and balances on individuals where we can? Yes, again, there are limits to, we can't have everybody every second of every day having the second person, but yeah, where we can, absolutely, for the safety and well-being of the citizens, of kiddos in particular, of everybody, yes, where we can, let's do that. You know, when it comes to finances, when it comes to physical well-being of individuals, yeah, let's do as much as we can to get the guidelines in place so that a kiddo isn't left one-on-one with an adult that and no other supervision. Even if that adult is, no, I know he's trustworthy. Nope. It may very well be the case, and nope. And so, yes, I want the body cams everywhere we can. I want other people monitoring this stuff. All of it, yes. What I think is challenging to ascertain, I do think there's no question that we are rounding up, these ICE agents are rounding up murderers, rapists, people that are doing bad things. What is really hard to get is the data that shows, all right, well, what is the percentage of the people that are being picked up that really aren't that big of a deal? But you have the solution to all of this. So I should just shut up and let you solve this particular issue.
No, you're doing fine.
But there are people out there that think that they are not getting the rape, that all they're doing is harassing otherwise.
Which is totally
well-intentioned.
Wrong.
And yes, that clearly is not the case. Now, again, are there clearly people who have been wrongly targeted? Yes. And it's the same thing with all of this stuff. One of the problems with the fraud in Minnesota, there are a lot of really good organizations that are doing really good work, like that necessary. Well, now they are being under the cloud of suspicion, and I think at the moment are having funds withheld.
Held, yes.
Well, that's not good. I understand why it's being done, and I'm not necessarily arguing one way or the other, but man, this is awful. It is really bad. It is impacting, locally, the second mile. You talk to the number of kids now, looking back all of these years later, the hundreds, thousands of kids who had wonderful, positive, life-changing experiences with the second mile. Well, because of the hysteria involved with that, all of those programs, went away. And I don't think it's a good thing. Now, some programs and other ways have been filled, but not all of the needs have been met. And this is the challenge, right? With any of these things is you want it to be, all right, we're just going to target exactly this. Well, you can target exactly that, but it's just like in a war. I mean, I don't think we ever try to intentionally kill civilians, all right? Do we acknowledge that it is almost inevitable in a war that civilians are going to die? Yes, and it's why you would love to have a world where war is never needed or never done, because you know instinctively there are going to be innocent people that are killed. So you target as best you can. You try to limit that as best you can, and I think it's the same thing here. And we just have widely differing stories out there on the degree to which the unintended casualties, if you want to look at it that way, are occurring in this current era. And again, this era was brought on because the last one did absolutely nothing. I mean, not a doggone thing. And, you know,
yeah.
That is why we have this, in my opinion, need for the ramped up presence by ICE right now. We have got to get a handle on this.
All right. We might get a randomized solution.
But
here we have a call. Let's take a call.
All right. Good morning. You are live on Let's Talk.
Yes, guys. Yeah, I had to call in. Jeff, you're spot on. It's out of control, and it's out of control because for the last 20 years or more, we have allowed this to go on and do nothing about it. And, you know, I'll give you an example. From 1995 to 2015, 20 years, I lived in Florida around Orlando. And, you know, at that time, especially towards, well, from 2010 to 15, we got just hammered with immigration down there, and it's still there today. But the amount of violent people and people who left their country, came here with their crimes, and Jeff, guys, I worked with some of these people in retail down there, and I wondered at times, how in the world is this going on? But it was just one example of many all over the country that we know we didn't do anything about this in the past. And now, I just don't think that it's got to the point, I just don't think that it's going to get solved because there's just too much. And then when you get, you know, down in Florida, when I lived down there, it's all hospitality, retail, you know, citrus is big down there. And and to be honest with you, half of the employment down there is it immigrants. And you just wonder, you know, you take that away, how do you decipher who's in, who's not, who's going to do the work, how are these businesses and how are they going to survive? I just think it's got to a point where I really don't think that – I think you can do the best you can, like you said, Jeff, but it's just been let go for so long that I just think it's going to be impossible, and we're going to have these type of incidents.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to disagree with you slightly. It is possible.
Okay.
All right. It's going to be a long slog. It's going to take people with resolve to solve this. First off, we have to do it. We can't continue down this road. We just can't. We're tearing ourselves apart with this stuff. Minneapolis is one place All right, there's a lot of other places. You mentioned Orlando. I've been to Orlando a number of times, and you're right. Just in my travels, you know, looking around, I can see, okay, you know, and I can hear people speaking Spanish. I'm thinking, okay, is that
what's
person,
happening in Portland right now is heartbreaking.
Portland?
I mean, Oregon? Truly heartbreaking.
I mean, it's happening everywhere. We've got to put a stop to it. All right. All right, we appreciate it.
Yes, thank you for the call.
Thank you for your call.
Appreciate the perspective. Thank you.
All right, let's take a break here. We'll see if I have enough time to unveil my plan.
I will sit quietly by. Oh, I want to hear this.
No, plan. You had very good points.
Well, I want to hear the plan, though.
All right.
I want this solved, and if you can solve it, I want it done.
All right.
Let's get her done.
Well, we got to take a break first.
Yes, all right.
You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Thank you for listening to 98.7 The Fox. If you're a business and want to sell more business, why not advertise on 98.7 The Fox? Get a flood of commercials morning, noon, and night. Try us for just 1 month and watch the results come in for a cost better than anybody else in the region. Reach out today for more information. Go to our website, 987thefox.info. Use the Contact Us link so we can schedule a visit. That's 987thefox.info. Use the Contact Us link. Make 2026 a great year by partnering with 98.7 The Fox.
Join us for the Goon and Ironhead Show, Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Goon loves Philadelphia sports, I love Pittsburgh sports, we both love Penn State sports, and we both just like talking sports, and you never know where the discussion will take us. That's part of the fun. Join us for the good times, Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Be a part of the best event of the winter, Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with sci-fi and fantasy fans from across the region. If you're a vendor of anything looking to reach this energized audience, open space is currently available. Go to happyvalleycomiccon.com. Click on the Vendors tab for information. Reserve your space today and get ready for a weekend of action and profit. happyvalleycomiccon.com. Click on the Vendors tab. Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Thank you for listening to 98.7 The Fox. If you're a business and want to sell more business, why not advertise on 98.7 The Fox? Get a flood of commercials morning, noon, and night. Try us for just 1 month and watch the results come in for a cost better than anybody else in the region. Reach out today for more information. Go to our website, 987thefox.info. Use the Contact Us link so we can schedule a visit. That's 987thefox.info. Use the Contact Us link. Make 2026 a great year by partnering with 98.7 The Fox.
It's Let's Talk on this Wednesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. Concerned about the immigration situation here in the United States. Worry no more. It is being solved right now by Scott Keese.
He's pointing at me. Oh, gosh. Okay.
Solve it. Let's get it done.
This is actually something I've had in my notes. I've got notes on my phone.
Uh-huh.
No paper. All right. I've actually had this for
several... I have paper notes.
There you go. I've had this for several months, and I've just let it park. I don't know. Maybe I was waiting for Minneapolis of sorts, you know? Boom! We have got to solve this problem. Now, number one, it won't happen this year. Why? Because it's an election year. That's why. Congressional election. One-third of the U.S. Senate will get elected, re-elected, whatever, this year. And, of course, during election years, oh, no, don't do anything too crazy. All right? So it's not going to happen this year. Just not, unfortunately. But I was thinking about this, again, months ago. I'm going to outline this. Now, some of you are not going to like this. You aren't. Get ready. Okay? What do I got? About 10 minutes. All right, that should be enough time. Again, I'm all about common sense and solving problems. Again, for some reason, a lot of bureaucrats are not into that sort of thing, which is weird. So here we go. Here's what you do. In this order, by the way, in this order. So number one, we need to seal our borders. I mean, we need to seal them up. No more illegal immigration. Seal them up. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Well, we've done that. Yes, we have. Isn't that great? Now, remember a couple years ago, we were essentially told, no, that's just not possible. Too many people. We're overwhelmed. There's just nothing we can do. We have to let them in. Blah, blah, blah. Remember that?
I remember.
A couple of years ago, under the prior management. Well, guess what? All right, you may love, hate Donald Trump. That's up to you. But Trump and company come in. The illegal immigration faucet essentially has been turned off. Good. That's good. Any of you argues this? I'm like, seriously? You're arguing that? So we've already done number one. Look at that. Isn't that great? All right. Number two, there are some people, they want no immigration. That is equally stupid. Okay? We're talking, you know, like nobody. Okay, that's dumb. Only legal immigration. Do it the right way.
Yes.
All right? And there's multiple reasons why. There are really smart people around the world. They're really smart. It'd be great if they joined our team.
Heck yes.
I mean, it would be fabulous if they would keep joining our team. So legal immigration only. Here's the thing about legal immigrants. Well, let me save that. Hold on. All right, number three. We need to keep on finding and deporting the criminals and terrorists,
yes.
Which means ICE should always be out there looking for those people. And sadly, they seem to be in every community. So this, no more ICE, you know, get rid of ICE. That's stupid. Once again, there's the word. That's an unbelievably short-sighted thought. So when I see people toting these signs and so on, no, you don't get it. We need those people to find the really bad guys. In Minneapolis, they've had this surge over the last, week or whatever it's been. They've caught a bunch of these guys that were roaming the streets for whatever reason. They shouldn't have been. They belong in jail or out of the country. And they've grounded up a bunch of them. Good! We should all be cheering that. Why aren't we? Some of you actually want to protect those people? Why? Maybe tomorrow's show. Call in, tell me why you want to protect those people. Really, really bad dudes. All right? Number four is the one that continues to be under the radar. We need to keep tracking down trafficked kids and adults. Folks, this is a national disgrace. Hundreds of thousands, maybe more, of people trafficked into the country for sex, for drugs, for slavery, for other reasons. They are out there. And they are probably crying for us to find them and help them. Keep finding them and helping them. Nobody wants to talk about that one. Folks, I can tell you right now, Interstate 80, okay, boom. Right now, as I speak, there are vans or trucks going back and forth full of trafficked individuals. They're trapped in there. Who's going to find them? ICE and police are going to find you, locate these people, arrest the perpetrators, help out those people. You never hear about them. Oh, no, we can't talk about them. Why not? We should be talking about them all the time.
Yes.
Because we know they're there.
That we agree.
Across the country on every interstate. I-99, right now, boom, as I'm speaking, there's a truck or a van going up and down 99 full of trafficked individuals. I can virtually guarantee it. We need to find those people, and it's ICE that would do that. That's part of their job. So there was that thing, you know, ICE pulled over some vehicles on I-99, and it got people all worked up. Okay, maybe there were some really bad dudes that they pulled over that day. Maybe they were. Let's get rid of the bad dudes. Number five, continue the self-deportation gig. Now, frankly, this is a payoff. Hey, $1,000, you get a free flight, you get to go home. keep doing that.
Yes.
All right? Because allegedly, now I haven't seen an update on this. Is it 2 million? 2 million people have taken the federal government up on that offer. And, you know, they weren't arrested or anything. They just identified, okay, I'll take your deal, $1,000 flight home, that's fine. And then the idea is once you get home, you can turn around and do the legal version.
Yes.
And try to come back in.
Yeah.
All right? If you don't do that, you ain't coming back in. Well, allegedly, hopefully. Then there's number six. I'm not sure if I have enough time for this. Number six is everybody else. Now, I have to believe these people at the Allen Street gates or those students on College Avenue the other night or these people in Minneapolis and a bunch of other places, they are protesting and acting out and so on for illegal immigrants who came to America simply looking for a better opportunity at life. They came from a place with violence, no opportunities, repression, and so on. And they heard, of course, about America, the land of opportunity. If I could just get there, you know, with me and maybe my family, maybe we can restart our lives and have a chance to be successful, you know, blah, 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 blah. Now, my opinion has always been that's probably the great majority of illegal immigrants, people just looking for a chance. All right. Now, granted, they broke the law to get in here, you know, through the fence or, you know, however it happened. What do we do about those people? Now, I know some of you, it's all, they broke the law, arrest them, send them back. Okay. Again, we don't have a number. 10 million? 15 million? 20 million? We're really going to try to find that many people and send them back to wherever they came from? A, can you imagine the work? B, can you imagine the cost? And again, these are honestly innocent people that just want to start a new life. What do we do about those people? Well, they did break our laws. Now, I know there are some of you Democrats, you just want to immediately give those people citizenship. Here you go, you're a citizen. Hey, welcome to the team. By the way, don't forget to vote Democrat. Okay, hey, isn't that great? And trust me, folks, there are Democrat political animals. That's exactly what they're thinking. Hey, don't forget to vote Democrat wherever you live. No, no, no. All right? But if those folks are innocent folks, they just want to get a job, they just want to find a peaceful place to live, they just want to, you know, continue their family and so on, okay, maybe we should give those folks a chance at citizenship. Now, hold on. Not the get it free into the country card, all right, from Monopoly. No, not that. Not that. You did break our laws to get in here, so there has to be some kind of a penalty. No, we're not going to send you to jail. That's ridiculous. My God, we'd fill up the jails. It'd be insane. What about a fine? All right, you broke our laws to get in here. If you actually want to stay here, you're going to have to pay a penalty. You're going to have to pay a fine. Now, I have down here $10,000 per person. Now, allegedly, let's do some quick math. If there's 10 million illegal immigrants that would really like to be citizens someday, and they all pay $10,000 each, that's $100 billion. Gee, what good stuff could we do with $100 billion? I don't know. That might be something. But along with that, then you have to do what legal immigrants have to do. And I think there's a lot of folks that don't understand. Legal immigrants, you need to learn English. Okay? You need to learn English. You have to learn American civics. All right? Like how our government works and so on and our ideals. There's actually a test for this. Legal immigrants have to pass a test to become an immigrant. All right? So history, government, learn English. You don't pass, you go home, illegal immigrant. So they have to do everything the legal immigrants have to do. Okay, maybe at some point then you become a citizen. No, you do not vote right away. Maybe you have a 5-year wait before you're allowed to vote because you broke our rules to get in here. So eventually, yes, you could become a citizen and you can vote. If you do anything so much as shoplift, you're out of here. That's immigration reform that might actually, over the long term, solve this problem. And unfortunately, the music's playing, which means we're out of time.
Maybe
we'll pick this up tomorrow.
Yeah, the good news is we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday.
Sports Radio 98.7, the Fox Sports.